Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I was off since last Monday, and for a few days of the holiday week, I really didn't pay attention to the news on purpose. I had my grandson in town, and that was a lot of fun. But, you know, then as the weekend started to get closer, I was paying attention, and the White House has launched this Media Offender of the Week section on its website to call out the fake news media. Here is Carolyn talking about this earlier today.
Unfortunately, and we deal with this all day, every day around here, there are so many fake stories that are unfortunately written that have inaccurate characterizations of meetings that took place, and it's all based on anonymous sourcing. And, you know, the standard for journalism, unfortunately, has dropped to such a historic low in this country. And again, we deal with it every day.
Every day they do, and they have for years. Examples.
One fake news story over the weekend, before I let you all go, from the New York Times, that took about one-third of the president's daily calendar and his daily schedule and said that he's doing less than he did in his first term or he might not be fit for the job. That is unequivocally false, and it's deeply unfortunate that this story was written by the same outlet and the same reporter who wrote this. Biden is doing 100% fine after tripping while boarding Air Force One.
I mean, you can't make this up. You really can't. Curtis Houck is with us, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. They do exactly what the White House is going to do on an hourly basis, if not every minute, especially in this climate. Curtis, good afternoon. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Same with you guys. Glad you guys all got in safe today.
Yeah, it's a little snowy here in the Midwest, but that's okay. We don't mind it too much, especially since we're sitting in a studio and we're not on closed highways right now. But I like this that they're doing. You know, just a little background here, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but when Trump first started saying the fake news thing, right? And I always love this, too.
You are fake news.
As someone who went to an esteemed journalism school, Curtis, the University of Missouri, and was a news anchor and reporter, and, you know, when you're a journalism student or a journalism major with a capital J, you have to take the news seriously, right? And I thought that was ridiculous when he called the fake news out, because I think journalism is so important. And, you know, it kind of got me back on my heels. But then I started paying a little bit more attention. You'd think I would have been, because I've been tracking media bias since the late 90s with Bernie Goldberg's book, you know, Bias. But as you start to get into some of the things that happened before the pandemic, like I would say Brett Kavanaugh hearings in particular, or Covington Catholic, I started coming along more and more saying, you know what, I can't not defend that anymore, because it is indefensible what these news stations and outlets and newspapers are doing. So while I didn't like the fake news tag, I think it fits more than ever these days.
Yeah, I kind of think I would be in the same boat there. The enemy of the people thing, that's a little bit different too, but the general fake news catch-all term to describe news, I think, is particularly apt. And because the White House has really honed in on this reality of anonymous sourcing, and that's one of the things Caroline talked about today, is how so many of these stories are based on anonymous sourcing. We don't understand who it is. We don't know the person's motivation. We don't know any personal backstory, or whether one person has a gripe with another person, so therefore it might be colored. It's just treated as fact, because someone was granted anonymity. And I am so excited about this, Mark. I know that the White House will name many of the same people that we write about at Newsbusters. I love that on the bias page, each entry is backed up by multiple links. It's not just a listing and saying this person sucks. It is saying this is what they got wrong. Here's supporting evidence. I mean, it's amazing from a factual standpoint in terms of the way we do it here at Newsbusters, because that's really what we do. We show what they said. We say it's wrong, yeah. And we say why it's wrong.
Yeah, so it is really a great idea, and if you go to whitehouse.gov, or if you just Google White House bias site, it'll come right up, and they say media offenders, and they'll have the media offender of the week, and then they'll tell you what the claim is. So it says here, the outlets were the CBS News, Boston Globe, The Independent, The Reporter. They named several reporters. The claim: media misrepresents and exaggerates President Trump's calls for a democratic accountability. Category: misrepresentation, omission of context. And then they talk about how the media misrepresented his call for members of Congress to be held accountable for inciting sedition, saying that he called for their execution. The truth: the Democrats and fake news subversively implied that President Trump had issued illegal orders to service members. Every order President Trump has issued has been lawful, and they go on and on. And in fact, what we've learned in the last 2 weeks is every person who was in that despicable video that told our members of the military to not listen to orders if they were illegal, they couldn't offer one example of an order that wasn't legal. Not one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Correct. Well, and first on the actual page itself, what's really great is they have a drop-down menu based on the publication. They have a drop-down based on the reporters. And just to be a nerd here, they even have categories. They say why. It's misrepresentation. It's just omission of context. It's just general bias. I mean, it's amazing that they go through all these kinds of things. And the other thing on the actual video, we would point out, my colleague Jorge Bonilla has done a lot of this legwork, point out that a lot of these folks may actually be guilty of 18 U.S. Code 2387, which talks about trying to cause insubordination, disloyalty, mutiny, or refusal of duty. It's basically trying to sow disorder within the ranks. That is such a thing that some of these folks could be hit with. We don't necessarily have to hit them with straight up sedition, punishable by death. But some of these charges about sowing disorder within the ranks could lead up to imprisonment of not more than 10 years or both, and ineligible employment in the United States for any agency for 5 years. So, I mean, this is definitely has something with legs to it. They were obviously tipped off, Mark. We all know this. They were tipped off about this story with the Washington Post and the Venezuelan drug boats and the secretary, you know, and his orders to kill this everyone on the boat. I mean, this is how the media works. We've seen this for it's almost a decade now, Mark. I mean, that's crazy.
It really is, but I am impressed with this website, to your point, because they go down every claim, whether it's, you know, the Maryland father and Kilmar Abrego Garcia, or some of the things that the BBC has done. Here's one. The Views' Whoopi Goldberg makes up a song to slam Trump for building the White House ballroom, which they totally misrepresented that. You would have thought the whole damn White House was down if you listened to The View or some of these other outlets, right? And then this is my favorite. So they go, and Curtis just said all this, but just so you're clear, they have the claim column, then they have the publication. Then they have the reporter, and then they have the category. And in the category for Whoopies, it says left-wing lunacy, which you can't beat. And they call it right there, don't they?
Right, exactly. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can't just say something's a straight up lie or like missing context. I mean, you just have to say, I mean, this is just stupid right here. I mean, you don't try to dress it up when it's nothing more than just plain dumb partisanship.
Well, I love that they're doing this. And, you know, I would say one of the things that's sad about what's happened to journalism, I'll give you a real life example last night. You know, I'm watching football and then 60 Minutes comes on, and used to be a big fan of 60 Minutes until Bill Whitaker came into St. Louis and portrayed us all as a bunch of racists over Kim Gardner, our former prosecutor. So the level of trust I have with 60 Minutes is at an all-time low. But they do a story last night, Anderson Cooper did it, on poly markets, you know, these predictive betting markets. I thought it was fascinating. I really thought it was a good story. But then I have to take a step back and say, well, I hope that's all accurate, and I hope there's not, because I don't trust the spin that they're giving me. Another example, I watched and wrapped The American Revolution, Ken Burns' new documentary. I liked it quite a bit. I learned a lot. But because of the wokeness involved in so much, look, we got to realize we have this stain of slavery. There's no doubt about that. But how much of that documentary is biased in one direction? I think quite a bit, having watched it all now. So that's where this level of trust goes. And I think most people are just looking for accurate information. And maybe they're not, Curtis. Maybe they're not really. They're just looking for things to fulfill what they believe in, because that's kind of the landscape we have right now. Maybe I'm giving people too much credit.
I think it's true. The fact that you have reason to cast doubt, or you're not reason to express concern at the very least and want to double check what's being reported is certainly true. And that's a scandal in its own right. I mean, 60 Minutes is definitely the worst offender. I mean, that's definitely going to be the biggest hill for Barry Weiss to climb there, because just the general smugness of these folks, it's just off the charts. And that was one of the biggest fears about Barry Weiss. You almost had some folks say, we don't really care almost what happens at CBS, except at 60 Minutes. We can't,
right,
you can't
right,
touch
right.
this baby, this child, this gold standard, 60 Minutes. But you see that the rot goes deep. But to tie this all together, I'm just glad that someone is going to stick a pin in the blimp-sized egos of these people and knock them down a few pegs. I mean, they may get mad about it, but, you know.
I love it. I think it's very creative on the part of the White House. They're bringing the receipts. I think that's very helpful. Curtis Houck, great to have you on. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you, my friend.
Take care.
Thank you.
Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start to finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday super sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.